All right, well, welcome forth the long night. I'm here with my friends Scott and Matt.
No Tom.
Is he in man crapping?
He is not. He has family stuff.
God damn it.
That's Tom. You better not be saying I'm in Manhattan.
Hey, I can make fun of him about it.
So. You can.
Yeah. Why? Why you?
Because I'm a KU fan. We hate each other. It's just how it happens.
Yeah, we're a Mizzou and a K-State
we're
fan.
We're Mizzou guys, so...
Yeah, but that's just one. He's got them both.
But Mizzou doesn't hate K-State, though.
That's true.
No.
That's true.
And just saying.
Touche.
And Tom is Mizzou, K-State. It doesn't get any worse if you're a Beaker.
Yeah.
True.
Okay. Fair enough.
Sorry. All right. You want to talk Royals?
Hey, we're still in it.
Still in it?
It is.
So win it.
May.
Baseball still matters in Kansas City.
And we still kind of care.
If we could watch
the...
I mean...
We're not just entirely focused on the Chiefs schedule release.
You can.
We actually care about baseball.
Got another app.
Yeah.
I follow it on my phone.
I do too. Because you got cut off, didn't you?
I got rid of DirecTV.
Oh, that's
and that
right.
was the.
You got Hulu, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you still can get it.
You got to pay for it, though.
Yeah.
I don't want to pay for it.
I know you don't. Cheap bastard.
Yep.
The $20 is just not worth it.
I guess. Depends who you talk to.
Well, the retired guy who's home every evening.
And afternoon.
Maybe he'll get his $20 worth.
No, he probably does.
Oh, I do.
Yeah,
I haven't missed a game.
All year.
The only game I missed was this stupid Apple thing that they did.
Oh, they pulled a fast
that
one on you.
Angels.
Yeah.
Which was a fucking fantastic game, too,
yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
Pulled a fast one on you.
We'll get used to it, because we'll get to it in the next segment, but yeah. We're going to have to do like a checklist spreadsheet for... What streaming services you have for you to watch your Saints?
I don't think any sport is getting any better.
No.
We should all just go back to having cable at this rate.
It's all of them now. I mean, baseball, you're down to one thing, essentially. Two. There's two options. Either you subscribe to the app or DirecTV. And that's it. That's really about what you're down to.
Yeah.
I guess there's a few cable...
For the Royals,
specifically. For the Royals. Yeah, for other teams, there's probably other options.
Yeah,
but I'm talking Royals.
Yes, exactly.
You're down to two things. And so...
Yep. I'll tell you what, though. I mean, it certainly helps that we're in the middle of May, and it's still a good product.
Uh-huh.
But I'm kind of rediscovering Royals Radio is pretty damn cool. I actually had it on a few times the last couple weeks at the house when I was just doing stuff around the house.
Well, on 610, you can now listen to them through their app.
Through Odyssey.
Yeah, which
you couldn't do that for a while. Mm-hmm. So
that's pretty cool.
Nice to go, Alexa, play 610, and I don't get told to fuck off.
Well, and it comes through clearer than AM radio in your car because it's all digital.
So, you know, they're still kind of doing the same shit we talked about last week. They're just finding ways to win enough games to keep things interesting. I'm glad Scott and I were talking before you got here. I'm really glad we only played 3 games against the Mariners and not 4 because we were quite lucky to steal one. That's a good baseball team with a very average record.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about the Mariners to know why they're there.
I hope we don't play. I mean, I don't think we play them again, but
I think we'll play them here.
Yeah, we'll get them here, but I don't want to see them in September or October.
That's what I'm afraid of. that's a good team.
That's
at
a good
end
team.
Of the, end
that's
of
a good
year.
Team.
Yes.
End of the year, you're like, yeah, that's okay.
Yeah. And the fact that going into the series, I didn't want to play them anyway. We lost 7 straight to them prior.
Uh-huh.
And it's like...
Kind of got your number at that point.
They made our bad teams look worse.
Worse, yeah, yeah.
So I'm not sure how this is going to compute, whether a good team is going to look bad. They didn't look bad, but they just couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bros showed up.
They showed up. They showed made up. It competitive.
All the games.
Thank God our pitching was there. Yeah. Because.
Couldn't hit for shit against
we
them.
We couldn't really do.
No.
Now, like last night's game, we got two runs off of two sacrifices.
Two sacrifices.
Yep. From Bobby Witt.
Yep.
That's it. That's all we got.
And we saw just about everybody on their staff. I mean, we saw three starters and just about every fucking reliever they have. And all of them pitched good. Three starters pitched well, and every one of their relievers pitched well.
Yep.
One fucking guy made one bad pitch to a guy that's not a very... He's a strong hitter, but he's not a very good hitter.
Yeah. Yeah, Velasquez.
We play him again in early June.
All right, well, that's not that far off. Let's get them out of the way.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll, and maybe
bring on the White Sox.
Maybe,
the White
maybe
Sox
their
again.
Closer's hurt by then.
Yeah. I was going to say, if we play them in like August or September, we're in trouble. That might be a sweep.
Because that was the one hiccup that they were at least talking about on TV about the Mariners themselves. Is starting pitching, solid. Closer, solid. Middle, Their middle of...
They were not...
Yeah.
Most three games.
They look pretty good.
Yeah, because even the guy that took the loss...
Well, and they got good bats, too. You know.
Yeah.
A few spots.
Yeah, and they got that one guy, Ty France, who's batting like .890 against us.
We're going to put him in the Hall of Fame.
Why the fuck?
Yeah, just
every other day, he bats .200.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, let's just not throw to him. Just put him on.
Just walk him.
He's a laundry list of dudes that the Royals are going to put in the Hall of Fame someday. We're lucky we don't play in the American League West because,
a whole list of
Cabrera, guys. Yeah, he probably would have gotten to 3,000 hits, but he got to it much faster playing against the Royals. And Jim Thome's 600 home runs, I think 400 of them. Or against the Royals.
Yeah. With the Twins or the White Sox.
Yeah.
Or the Indians. He wouldn't leave our fucking...
He wouldn't leave... why would he? Why would he leave the division?
He was like, I'm living high off the hog here.
Okay, my two rules. I stay in the Central, and I don't play on the Royals.
That's it. I'll play for any other team. Those are the only rules I have.
And I'm getting to the Hall of Fame.
And I'm going to get the Hall of Fame off the backs of them sorry sons of bitches.
So what are we thinking at this point then? Is this sustainable still? The Royals? Or are we still going to see something fade?
I don't know if we see them fade, but I'm afraid they're going to end up being .500.
Okay.
But I do think it's sustainable. But it's a will it be.
I think it's...
Because the teams are going to start getting a little...
Well, and that's the thing I needed to know. Can it be sustainable?
The way they're winning games is sustainable.
Okay.
It can be.
There's not a lot of fluky shit that they're winning games with. They're winning and losing the same way they always win and lose.
I feel like their formula of winning is pretty easy. Don't give up more than 4 or 5 runs and let the bats
score enough that they need to win. And you got to hope that the
bullpen... give the bats 9 innings to score all the runs. Because this is not a team that's going to... I mean, I know they've had their times where they come out. But they're not going to all of a sudden just rattle off 5 runs every...
That's not going to be consistent.
No.
And that, I think, is still just baseball.
Yeah. Yeah,
no. those things happen, but they are more fluky in a way. It just happens.
But it's not a team that jumps out to a lead every.
No, game. They're not going to jump out to a 5-0 lead by the third inning.
Yeah.
If they're out to a lead in the third inning, it's 1-0.
They need all 9 innings. Nightly. They need all 9 innings to get their 4 or 5 runs.
Yes.
So the pitching needs.
They do.
All fucking 9 innings.
Very true. It's very true.
And that's the formula, which is fine, and because I think you can do that.
And the reason why I think it's sustainable is they're not getting run off the diamond very often.
Yeah.
So as long as you're finding a way to win games and not, like, this time last year, they were not only sunk, but, I mean, they were getting run off the field when they lost. You know, they weren't as bad as they were last year, losing every game 3-2. They were losing 6-1.
Yeah.
Consistently last year at this time. So, I, you know.
As long as they keep scoring 4 runs, I think they can win.
They got, yeah. And then, you know, to even 500-ish, being 30 games under 500 last year, just being 500-ish is fucking incredible. I mean,
that's what
seriously.
I foresee happening. Now, they can change
that. I don't think that's unrealistic. Mm-hmm. And then 500-ish is just going to depend on the American League, whether or not that's enough to make a playoff run. But if...
Because I don't think you're going to see this, like, big regression either. Like, where...
I think my bet is safe.
Yeah, it might be. I don't know. I think so, but...
I don't want to jinx anything, but I do think you're okay. And I think part
the
of
odds
that,
are in your favor.
Yeah.
Part of that is... We were talking about this on the phone the other day, Matt. Just this time last year, you know, we've lost 7 straight, whatever. Like, okay, who are we trotting out there tonight?
To keep it from being
8. To keep it from being 8. And you'd be like, I don't know, Bob Smith.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now.
We do.
It's like, okay, well, you know, Walker didn't do well last night. Just whatever.
Yeah.
Cole Reagans.
Lugo.
Okay. Lugo.
Lugo. Yeah. Whatever, you know,
there's enough.
The next name that is like, okay.
We can stop
all
this.
Right.
Yep.
That's just, like, I mean, I'm not going to guarantee a win here, but I feel comfortable in him
giving us a shot.
Stopping this losing skid that we got, whatever it is.
Lugo's kind of been our train stopper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And every competitive baseball team does that. You know, you have at least the one guy in your rotation that could stop the bleeding.
Yeah, because it was a couple years. Well, last year was like, Greinke?
Yeah.
Question mark.
That's about as good as it was last year. You're gonna get.
Yeah. Yeah. Until Reagans arrived after the Chapman trade, and you were like, "Oh, who's this guy? Yeah. Who is this?"
Then you finally had 1.5.
There's one guy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because Greinke was the half.
Brady Singer, you could go. I don't know. Yeah, we'll see.
You didn't know.
We'll
with
see.
Him, you know.
We'll see. I don't have faith in it, but we'll see.
It depends on how he played the.
The previous start. Yeah, if he threw 7 shutout innings, forget it.
He's gonna choke this week. he's gonna give up 5 and 3 and he's out of the game.
Yeah.
He had pitched 7 innings the other last start with 2 runs. Yeah, he's giving up 5 and 3 innings.
So
that
right now to me seems to be the biggest difference maker is what we just talked about. Okay, this guy didn't do well tonight. I like our odds tomorrow with this pitcher, whoever it is. I like my odds with all 5 of them right now.
Sure.
If the guy before him didn't do well, I like the next guy.
You certainly like your odds better that one of the 5 is going to stop it as opposed to all 5 of them getting run off the diamond.
Yeah. Now I guess
and for about the last 3 years, all 5 could easily get run off the diamond.
And then I guess it also probably would depend upon a little bit on who the opponent's bringing out there, too.
Sure.
I mean, Brady Singer, I feel like, might be the weakest link of the 5 that we have. And if we're going against whoever's ace, I think we're going to lose probably 2 in a row. I don't think Brady Singer can beat an ace on another staff.
2 in a row is fine.
But yeah. Night 3.
Someone can stop it.
Lugo, Walker, Reagan, whoever.
Marsh before he got hurt.
Marsh looked a little rough.
He did, but he just is coming back.
But you know what? He looked like shit. I'll just say it. He looked like shit. Gave up 1 run?
Yeah. Battled. And we've seen that a lot out of those guys.
It was 1 or 2 runs.
Yeah.
The only problem with Singer, yeah, he's starting to get back in his old ways.
Mm-hmm.
Six innings, five runs, and 2-3 weeks later, five innings, four runs. Like, going back.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, his ERA is good because he has really good starts mixed in there, but it's the bad ones that's like, ugh.
Yeah.
But what's nice
is if he continues to do that,
he'll be a fine pitcher.
I'm okay.
Especially because
he's not going to be.
We're talking about him being.
He's not going to be like a Cy Young.
We're talking about him being our four or five.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this much.
Reagan's walking, Lugo are going to be the.
If we wind up by some miracle making the playoffs, he's not a starting pitcher
in the
playoffs.
No. Especially in a 5-game series? No. No.
He's not there.
He's not starting. Nope.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then they were talking about some kid that they were really high on in the minors, and I cannot remember his name for the life of me right now, that they were thinking about maybe bringing up as well. And he's might probably put him in the bullpen to start with, but he could be a future starter that they like a lot. So, you know, if Singer decides that he just can't make it the full season without giving up 10 fucking runs a game, maybe we have an option there.
Well, this team's probably going to have to do that a few times this year where they dip down there, even if it's just for a week or two with someone and bring him up. Cause,
how about Daniel Lynch?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because I like him as kind of that sixth starter if you need a sixth starter to sprinkle in. But I liked your idea that you mentioned on the phone of could you make him a regular rotation piece in the bullpen? I'm not opposed to either one of those, whichever one of them is working best for him. I know he's been a starter most of his life.
They brought him up as...
But he was brought in to make an emergency start.
I wouldn't call it an emergency, but it did feel like an emergency. I don't know. It was weird.
When you bring a guy up from
minors... We knew somebody had to be brought up for several days. We just didn't know who it was. So I don't consider that an emergency as like if it was like, okay, we had to call him up yesterday so he could pitch tonight. That's an emergency to me. We kind of knew, but then they didn't really call him up until the night before. Yeah. So kind of weird. Struggled.
But gave him a chance to win.
I thought he looked like ass.
Oh, first inning was terrible. Then
he pitched six innings, struck out six, gave up one run, I think.
It's a solid night.
And then they used him in the bullpen after that.
Yeah.
And looked really good. And let's face it, guys, his numbers in the minors...
Oh, they were not good.
We're not bringing him up from the minors worthy.
I was terrified that they brought up a guy with an ERA around 5 in AAA.
From the minor, yeah. And he...
He's got a better ERA at the majors this year than he did in the minors.
Yeah. Go figure. So there's some things there in case there's a breakdown in our starting lineup of pitching that gives you a little bit of hope that if Lugo goes down, which God forbid that happens, you're right, Roger. He's been the linchpin for this whole thing. But if he does go down, there is somebody that you can put in there to not... And not just be like, oh, fuck.
Well, I was talking to a guy at work about you, Roger, going into free agency for the Royals. And rightfully so, you're generally uninspired when, like, you look at the listing of free agents and it's like, oh, the Royals signed the 17th best free agent. And that's the best they're going to do. And you made the comment, like, I know you're not going to go get anyone in the top 10, but how about a couple between 10 and 15? And they did that this year.
Yeah.
They did that this year because Lugo and Waka were both kind of 12 to 15.
Yeah, they were in that
They were in that ballpark. That and I remember when they got.
He's talking about previous years.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. And.
But
and
I mean, for. But this year.
This year, they were both. And then you made the comment after they got. I forget which one. I think they got Lugo first. You were like, well, that's great, but it'd be nice if they could get another one because one dude's not going to help this team. And it did. It worked. And you have to hope that maybe this is.
Well, I'll say this much about John Sherman. He may not be able to sell us on a stadium, but he's sold me on a team anyway this year.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I have to, again, give him credit because we, you know, when he let Dayton Moore go, we talked about how he was like, yeah, Dayton talked a lot about World Series. Show me what a wild card team looks like. Well, boys, we know what a wild card team looks like because we got one right now.
For now.
For now.
For now.
And that's all I'm saying for now. But this is the best any Royals team has looked in years this late into May, which is sad. But it goes to show if you...
Even the 14 team wasn't this good.
Not in May.
They set a record for April wins.
Yeah, and you think about how...
And for the
franchise. And you think about how good some of those Royals teams were in the late 70s. Not just 14
All
and 15.
All of those 70s was good.
Yeah.
In the early 80s, yeah.
Yeah.
80 through 85.
The 80 team, the 70, was it
77?
77 that won 100 games?
Yeah.
The 80 team and then the 15 team specifically are three teams that are just like, they came up.
Guns blazing.
Guns blazing, house on fire. That blows me away that they didn't win this many games in April. But I will say this much too. In 77 and in 80, they didn't play a full month.
Right.
In April.
Yeah, it was
so,
just the end of April.
Well, no, it wasn't just the end of April, but it was...
Was it April
It was about
5th?
A week into it.
Yeah.
So you missed out least, on
yeah.
about a week worth of games. So I guess you can take that with a grain of salt. But still. Take your victories when you can. And
it's still shocking.
It is very shocking.
Well,
very shocking.
Mark DeRosa was on MLB Network, and between last time we recorded and now, it was kind of funny listening to him because somebody asked him who was going to win the Central. And the way he answered it, you could tell he's just a guy that follows baseball and just kind of has a soft spot. And he's like, oh, I really want it to be the Royals. And you could tell he was like not willing to say the Royals are going to win it. But he was talking about how he was like, look, you saw what happens if you spend some money. And he talked about bringing in Reagan's or bringing in Lugo, bringing in Waka, and making trades, brought in Reagan's, investing in your own people, re-signed Bobby Witt, you know, and then kind of mentioned Salvi doing what they were doing with him to keep him in the lineup, you know, and he was just like, I don't know if they will, but damn it, I want them to.
It's amazing what a little bit of money does, though.
And they didn't spend a shit ton?
No.
And Scott and I were talking about this the other day, and it's like, I'm kind of glad that the 14 celebration stuff is going on, because I think it would be real easy for me to really shit on Dayton Moore right now. But simultaneously, this 2024 team is winning, and they're kind of starting their celebration of the 14 team, celebrating the 10 years. So I'm not as apt to just start shitting on Dayton Moore for everything he did wrong after 15, because they're kind of celebrating the 14 at the same time that this team's winning, because the stuff that they did this last year, Dayton never did.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You can point out to the things he didn't do that were now you're like, all right, that was bad.
Yep.
Those were bad moves.
Yeah.
Those were bad decisions.
And I know I was a little worried. I'll admit it. That, okay, is Piccolo going to do the same thing or is he...
Dayton Moore, I hate this because I still like the guy. I still
so,
think
he... sure, sure.
But there... As we turn around and look at it now, he's running this team almost like a fan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we're going to get that anymore.
And you can't do that.
No.
No.
You know, it's like, well, everybody likes Salvi, so we're going to keep Salvi.
Well,
that one worked out. It was fine. But,
looking back, Hosmer, Kane, and Moustakas should have all been fucking traded.
You should have sent them all back.
All of them should have been sent back. They all should have been. This team was not contending.
Instead of they just knew being like, oh, we got to have somebody that we hang our hat on, and we got to do this, and we got to, you know, and the fans got to have a reason to root for them. No, the fans don't. The fans got to have a reason to root for a team that's winning. Not, I didn't go out to Kauffman Stadium because I'm so excited about seeing Brady Singer or Salvador Perez. I'm the only reason why I'm going to the game tonight is because I want to see Salvador Perez. No, I want to see a fucking win.
Yeah.
And if it's without Salvador Perez, I'm going to take it. In fact, that happened to me already this year.
Yeah, the one game. Yeah, last game you went to, he didn't play.
I've been to one game this year.
He didn't play.
He didn't play.
Even in an ideal spot to pinch hit.
We won.
Yep.
Guess what? I'm not sitting around crying.
Oh, man, that, yeah.
Fucking Salvi didn't play. Fuck this team. No. Nip. Not at all. So, yeah, and I do feel like if I was running things, I could slip into the Dayton Moore philosophy. I could.
Well, we know it's true, too, because he was keeping guys that he thought were good guys. Mm-hmm. And signing guys that he thought were good guys.
And he talked about that when they drafted people and when they made decisions on who to keep and not keep.
But then, like,
you know, how good of a guy was he? I'm like, you know, Bryce Harper's an asshole, but he'd look great in royal blue. I'm just saying.
This is professional sports. It's not a
It's
not a college baseball team or high school.
You know, and going off a little track here, I've heard that about Jerry Jones too.
Oh yeah.
That he has favorites. And he will.
He makes just, business decisions. He based does not. Off of it.
Well, he doesn't make business decisions.
Touche.
Yeah. You know, and
look where it's gotten him.
Exactly.
And it makes you wonder if you using that example, if Jimmy Johnson was running the show, if Jimmy got it.
Yeah.
And Jimmy understood that you can't run a football team. We saw it.
I know you like Tony Romo,
but.
No. If we could get 7 picks by trading him, I know that wouldn't be.
No, but it's for the purpose of the argument.
Let's move on from Tony Romo.
Yep.
You know, and I think Dayton Moore was doing...
Well, and...
It's like, if you could get 7 picks for fucking Salvador Perez, fucking do it!
And
he wasn't doing it.
The Cubs front office has got its own issues. But they moved off everybody much faster from their 16 World Series team than the Royals did from the 15. And they got back to being a contender quicker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've been a pretty good baseball team about the last 2.5 years. Not spectacular. Much quicker than that. You know, they had a couple of bad years after they won the World Series, but... And none of those guys are left.
Well, and just like him drafting Bubba Starling, the he let all that in, keeping Zimmer around for way too long when you knew that guy was not it. He was not the guy.
I'm not going to argue against that one too much because what are you going to do with him?
He was around for 8 years, and you kept bringing him up when you should have probably done something else.
Like what?
Just brought up somebody else. Cut him, yeah.
I mean, because that's really about... Because you weren't going to get a trade out of it.
That's not. Because that's the business decision of it. You're taking up a spot for somebody else. If you're not helping this team, then you're hurting this team. Then we have to move on from you. That's how it needs to be. I mean, you got to run it like a business. If you have, like... If you have an employee that's dragging it down, you're not going to be like, well, we can't really fire him because he's cheap. But No, you're just going to fire him because he's not doing it.
And you're not wrong. Your philosophy is sound, and I'm not. I don't want to argue with you, but I am.
Okay.
Because that's what you do.
He's a first-round pick.
Sure.
Every sport, basketball, baseball, football, hot, those guys stick around just a little bit longer than probably should.
Sure.
So that's my excuse for why Zimmer stood around, was around for as long as he was.
He was a first-round pick. 9 years.
You got to try to make something. You got to try to make something out of it. He's a first-round pick.
9 years.
And he was an old first-round pick because he was college, not high school.
I think after year five, we're doing something with you.
Okay.
If you don't,
and you, we could be arguing about the same thing too.
Well,
because I agree with you.
Yeah.
That it might have been a little too long.
That's my
but
my argument is
you,
not.
You still have to keep him around some period of time he's.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I get that part that you have to keep him around for a certain amount of time because you never know when the switch kicks on, maybe, or maybe you're not. But
or he just gets healthy. That was his problem. He wasn't never healthy.
I know. There were a lot of times I was like, okay, you can go be unhealthy somewhere else. It's kind of like the Mondesi thing. You know what? How about you go play hurt for some other team? And if you make it big, good for you. You obviously weren't going to do it here. And I think, I'm just saying, Zimmer, I think there was a couple other guys that got into that kind of thing. But he was
so
one
that...
So
we got Ace Lacy too long? He's still around.
I don't remember how when we drafted him. I'd have to look
4 years ago.
Yeah, 4 or 5.
Yeah.
First round pick. I'm thinking after about 5 years, 6 years, that okay, we gotta for baseball.
And here's the worst part of this.
But
Ace Lacy has pitched 0 innings, I believe.
Of anything other than
of anything.
Yeah.
In 2 years, right?
No, in like 4 years.
That, to me, you're...
I'm done with it.
Personally. Because we've seen it in other sports, and we don't know about... I mean, baseball's kind of a hard thing to follow with that.
Yeah,
But once you take kind of a long period of time off from playing, you are not that player anymore. That's just period dot into conversation. And unfortunately, baseball is becoming like the other sports. It's becoming a younger man's game where once you're on this team for 5 years, if you haven't done much, it's kind of time to let you go. And if you go do it somewhere else, that sounds great, but we got somebody else we're going to try out.
Well, and that's the...
Because you're wasting resources on it now.
And that's where it's like the one of the things that was painfully obvious was the... Royal scouting and developing department was not that good. And I'm hoping that if there's any one thing that can fix it is if you just get better at that, it's easier to move off of those guys because you know you can go find a replacement. But
do you remember what I used to tell you at our former job? Yeah. Roger. There was always like a fire of the month. You go do your staff meeting and it's like the walls are going to come down if we don't start doing this and we don't start doing it now. Goddamn now. And next month we've
completely
forgotten about that.
Yeah, it's a completely different fire.
The Royals found themselves in that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to find players. Scouting department was atrocious. They put a lot of money into it.
Mm-hmm.
They went to the World Series shortly after doing that. And then all of a sudden they decided there was other fires.
Oh, and they completely ignored
it. And they completely ignored it again. Yeah. And now it's like, we need to get back around to this. And
Petro would bring this up a lot, and he's right. He was like, you know, for a guy that came on the radio a lot and talked about starting pitching being the most important currency in all of baseball.
He was pretty bad.
He wasn't pretty good at it.
Nope. No, he was not.
he had to pick up a lot of guys on other teams.
You look at the you,
and that's fine. But
and you
look eventually, you gotta
and you
luck into a couple guys, and
they couldn't even luck into one.
Ventura.
That's it.
And I dare say that if Ventura never passed, I don't know if we're saying that he was a superstar.
I don't think he would have lived up to it.
I think he'd have been a pretty good pitcher.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Not bad.
I don't think he had it between the ears to
ever
be as good as he could have been.
Yeah.
Talent wise he had it. I just don't know if
I'm just trying
to think of somebody he would have been like, but I
who Ventura.
Oh, I think there's any millions of people. He's so the reason why you can't think of a name is there's 100 of them.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
You know, the Matt Scott and Roger who root for the Twins can think of someone right off the top of their head that's like that, because I think he would have been like any other journeyman starter. Hey, you remember, man, I wish this guy could, you know, so the Marlins signed him in the offseason, and like, if he could just recapture that 14 form, and it's like 2021, and he's not going to recapture it, you know.
It's not going to happen.
But you look at we opened this episode with it, starting pitching. Okay, it really is the currency of baseball, because the starting pitching has really been what's led this team to...
To answer your question, it was one that was always being brought up during the 2015 season. Velasquez.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They always said that he... Vasquez. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Everybody said that Ventura was a lot like that. Or Vasquez was a lot like Ventura.
Yeah.
He didn't have it between the ears. He was crazy, trying to start fights.
That's one of the reasons why.
One week he'd throw a no-hitter. The next week he'd give up 20 runs. You know, he was all over the board. And then with age, he finally just got
tired of it.
Got mature.
Yep.
And he was a good pitcher.
He was a...
But he was not... He's not a Hall of Famer. He's not, you know...
He probably, the last 5-6 years he pitched, he averaged 12, 13 wins a season. A solid pitcher.
Solid pitcher.
And that's probably one of the reasons why Ventura pitched as well as he did in 15 was Vasquez was kind of on the team to... But even with him on the team, he still had blow-ups.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't enough.
Who, Robin?
But the current regime actually gets that starting pitching is a pretty important currency, and they because I give this regime credit for Cole Reagans. They made that trade to get Reagans.
I know they sent that Italian guy back down, but he looked pretty good his first couple outings.
And they're gonna have to do that.
He was pretty young. So
he is.
Bauer, by the way, was the guy that I was trying to think of.
That maybe they're going to bring...
That...
Trevor.
Yeah. No.
The
Royals.
He's got a red beard. The very first time he came out, he was like, whoa, who the fuck is this guy? And then after that, it's been like... I think they sent him back down. I haven't seen him for a while.
That's how the Italian guy was. He came out and pitched against the Orioles and did really good. And it was like, wow, because that's a good team.
And they're gonna look,
and then they sent him back down.
And they're gonna have to do that. Every baseball team has to do that, where someone's got to come up, someone's got to go down. You know, and the nice thing about that is you do get a little bit of a does the kid got it or not? And, okay, send him back down,
mm-hmm.
Or maybe you know he. At best, he gives you one good one, one bad one. You send you back down, and you're like, okay, well, I'm not ready.
Well, and when they're that young, you
got to give them time.
Let's give them a couple months and see if he can make it back up or next year, you know?
There is definitely...
At least you see something, unlike we've seen in the past, where it's just like, all right, go ahead and...
Yeah. The guy his very first time out, he's got like a 9 ERA one inning, and you just keep taking him back out there again.
The one thing,
you got no other choice.
It's like, let's go ahead and send it back to
Omaha. The one thing they are going to have to do, and I'm I'm probably more optimistic than I need to be, but baseball does that to me, and I can't fucking help it. But the one thing they're going to have to do is, like, when you look at where their farm system ranks, it's still
shit.
It's still shit. And the reason why it's shit is anyone who's worth a shit is up.
Yeah.
You know, they're all up here. And then
there's,
I think,
just a couple of...
There's,
and I'm doing quotations.
Yeah.
There's a couple of names.
And one of those is Waters,
there, but
who
that
is a major...
Mean...
One of those is Waters, and he's a major league player. He just hasn't worked his way back up.
Yeah.
The Prado. One thing... Prado, the one thing that they did do is, I think they used free agency for what a small market team has to use it for. They bought some starting pitching to buy him some time. You know, you brought up the pitching.
Well,
you bought it on the open market. You traded for it with Reagans. Give you a season or two to get your scouting. And look, they basically started over. Like, they completely
are
redoing things the way they did it.
Let's be honest, too. What happens in the year is going to really determine it, too. Because, I mean, if they end up being kind of 500-ish and maybe missing kind of the playoffs, do they not flip Lugo for something good? I mean,
or they add and they keep Lugo.
Or, yeah, they could do that. I'm just
but
saying.
But you're still right. They have a decision to make.
They have a decision to make.
Yeah.
But now you've put yourself in a better spot, though,
yeah,
instead of the team just.
Are you talking about this year yet, or are you talking about
at the end of the
going
year?
Going towards the end of the
at
year.
At the end of the year, if they missed the season, but they were 500-ish and barely missed it.
Because if they're 500-ish going to the trade deadline,
I don't think we have anyone to deal. I don't think they have anything worth dealing. You're not going to deal any of those veterans because they're the reason why you're 500-ish. You know, and you're not dealing Salvi if he's an MVP candidate, and he would have been the guy that would have made the most sense to trade at a deadline.
I wouldn't be surprised if... Well, I think because you still think Dayton Moore's running things. Kind of think everybody's on the table, other than Witt, because
they're on the table.
There's like three.
The difference, though, is it would really depend on what this other team is offering you. My contention is if they are 500-ish at the trade deadline, Salvi is one of the reasons why you are 500-ish, and I don't think you trade him for that reason. Now, if they go into a tailspin and they're 15 games under 500 at the deadline, I think anyone other than Bobby Witt Jr. could get
sure
traded.
Yeah.
But if they're 500-ish at the deadline...
Mm-hmm. I still think there's about three or four guys they're not willing to part from.
Well, it would, but I think...
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
I don't think
they'd part with Reagans.
Yeah, I don't think they'd part with Reagans.
I agree with that.
I don't... On the surface right now, I don't think they'd really give up Marsh unless they were somebody came in and was like wooed, you know. Yeah, I still think there's a few guys that they're like, nah. How about what about the next guy?
But I don't have any. But you know the names you just.
But
made,
I'm not saying that they will be
the names.
They're not going to field phone calls.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I don't think Dayton even will picking up the phone sometimes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I still think they'll listen, but
I just,
they would have to be
this team is so imperfect that if they're 500-ish at the deadline, you're not going to have anyone you can part with. They're going to need every one of them that they have.
Well, and the other thing that we're kind of missing on that, too, is if they're 500-ish around the trade deadline, how many games back
what,
are they
what,
of the...
Sure.
That's my point, is, okay,
yeah,
they're
playoffs.
Five,
yeah.
We think they're going to be 500-ish, but they're 10 games out of the playoffs or whatever.
Or 500-ish and they're three games in.
No, no, the worst-case scenario is they're like 4.5 back.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like...
In striking distance, but not good striking distance.
Of the last place playoff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's interesting that we're on the...
I think you have to really look at the teams that are in front of you, because some of it is how much do you want to play for the future and how much do you want to play for this year.
And I find it
yeah
interesting that we're
right
on the 10-year anniversary of the 2014 season, because they did bumpkus at the deadline.
Yeah.
They brought in a couple of fucking has-beens.
Yeah.
for nothing. And we were like, God fucking damn it, you sons of bitches.
Oh, I remember, distinctly Kevin Keatsman went on a huge long tirade.
They brought in Jason Frazier and Todd Willingham.
About not doing a goddamn thing at the trade deadline when you have a chance to potentially make a playoff spot. And you didn't do anything, and and he went on and on and on. And
so I don't know if you've heard this story, but
I could see, maybe in, JJ going, if he's like 4.5 or 5, or kind of in that range, that 4-8, being like, maybe we play for the future.
20.
Because our farm system is not great.
Bumpkiss.
Yeah, so it's not like we can. If we find ourselves in this position next year, it's not going to get any better. Because
I'll tell you, if we're in that range, Seth Lugo is going to go.
Oh, there'd be a market for Seth Lugo. If he's
And I think that's where it's going to play in big of like, okay, look, we don't have a farm system right now. We can't
Can
draft.
You get two prospects for him? You know, that kind of thing.
I think you could.
You?
Yeah.
I think so.
You?
And if you could.
So long as he's doing what he's doing. Yeah.
I'm just saying, I would maybe play for the future a little bit. Because the thing would be, okay, that's nice we played this year, but the next year, what's going to happen? Are we going to be back in this spot again? Because
if
we keep repeating
If
history,
Seth Lugo is still pitching the way he's at, there is a really good team, whichever one it is, whose number three guy is kind of shaky, and they're eyeballing that motherfucker. Yeah. That they're like, if we can just get him in here for like a 5-game series, he's our three. Holy shit.
You mean and Baltimore?
You know, well.
I'd say most teams right now would have him at least at
two or three. Yeah. And Baltimore happens to have like the number one farm system and all. I'm listening.
I think that's who it would depend
so
too.
I think we're all on the same page. It's that classic answer of it depends.
I'm just saying.
Because I think.
I just don't want.
I hate you that you say 4.5 games because that sucks. It's amazing. It's only a game and a half different, but I'd feel completely different at 3 games than I would 4.5. And it's literally a game and a half difference. Three games is so much. You can make that up in a weekend.
I'm just saying, I don't want them to repeat the next year and this keeps.
Yeah.
We eventually got to get some prospects and fall.
I have a little bit more faith in just what's happened in the last year and a half that I think they'll be a little bit more agile with that and understand that, okay, we're 4.5 games out of the last playoff spot. Not winning the division with a wild card as a backup. Like, if they're 4.5 games out of the last wild card with as much parity as there is at the moment anyway.
I think Rogers onto something too with who's ahead of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's complicated.
Is it Baltimore or is it Detroit?
Right. Because you can catch Detroit.
I think because you got some games to play.
You're going
to
play against Detroit.
You're not playing. You may not be playing Baltimore anymore. I don't. And if you do, I don't know if you want to.
Probably not. And if you do, it's probably. Playoffs if you play Baltimore again.
I know right now we are. We're done with Baltimore.
Well, and to Scott's point, okay, or let's say you're playing, I'm trying to think of another team that you could play that's not in the division, but you still have to play the Rays. Let's say, I think we play them mid, but say the Rays.
Yeah, we haven't played them yet.
But they're ahead of us, but we play them. Well, if you get swept, that's like losing 2 games.
Mm-hmm.
Then losing to your division because you may play them again and stuff. It
can't
hurts.
Make it
it
up.
Hurts even more because you don't
you can't,
play them again.
You can make up ground against Cleveland and Minnesota. You can't make up ground on the Rays or the Orioles.
Yeah, when you just lost to them. You just got swept by them. You really lost 5 games. You didn't lose 3.
I
almost did not get to come back from vacation. Because the Royals went on their tear in 14 after the All-Star break. And that was when the run started. And they brought Raul Ibanez back. They just kind of signed him off the scrap heap. And I remember looking at the score when I was in Vienna. And I was like, Ibanez? Who the fuck is Ibanez? didn't dawn on me that they signed Raul Abanez out of nowhere.
The Abanez, you know.
And I thought, like, not familiar with that. Holy shit, it's 40-year-old Raul Abanez. And I'm exaggerating a little bit, but I think the 3 weeks that I was gone, the Royals lost like four games. Because it was like right after the All-Star break, and there was that, it's now notorious speech where Raul Abanez, after that terrible loss before the All-Star game, was like, you guys have no idea how good you are. Everyone else knows how good you are. Nobody wants any part of you. And then when I got back, I was kind of already thinking, they're probably not going to let me come back home. And that was like one of the first things Scott told me when I got back was, you better hope and pray they don't lose 10 in a row now that you've come back, or we will send you back across the Atlantic. And they just kept it up the rest of the...
They'll mail you in a trunk, too.
Yeah. And we were all, you know, and we were... And
no Keith Smith, may or may not float.
Yeah. He's not... I remember how pissed off Keesman was, and we weren't happy about it, but it fucking worked, and that team ended up going within one fucking inning of winning the World Series, so...
Yeah. So I'm really kind of... These are some of the goalposts, I guess,
yeah,
of baseball that I'm looking forward to is, can we just stay competitive? Can we stay in the race? And what are we going to do at the trade deadline?
Because we haven't had any reason to do that in a long time.
I know.
The problem is we don't have much to trade away to get.
I know, but what do we do? I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there something that we don't know? We're sitting here today, May 16th, sitting here speculating on this, and then by the time, was it July now?
Mm-hmm.
July rolls around, it's like, oh shit, there's this guy or that guy that we could trade and get a pretty good haul, or I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the exciting part of it, too.
It is.
Because is it July 29th?
They moved it. Ahead or
it's,
back
it's
or
moved
whatever.
Up. It's like the last,
I thought they moved it back.
Last
back.
Week of July.
Yeah. Because it used to be the
1st of August, wasn't it?
Oh, I thought it was like middle
I
of
thought
July.
It was mid, yeah.
Let's just look it up.
Like right after the All-Star game.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought it was like a week after the All-Star game. Because
it used to be like August or
And now
end of July or something. Because they moved it
up.
How do you say that? Move it back.
Forward.
But back in time, back on days.
I don't know.
Moved it from August to July.
See, I thought they moved it from July to August.
July 30th.
Okay.
That's pretty...
July 30th is the trade date.
So they moved it forward.
If that's the way you want to describe it.
Well, what was the trade deadline in 2022?
Yeah, because it's like that.
Let's
was
go like 2 years back.
Right yeah. after the, I thought it was like right after the All-Star game.
I think it was. I thought it was like July 20th, and now I think they're doing.
It was August 2nd in 2022.
Oh, so that's
back only a couple days.
Yeah, that's not. I wouldn't call that really moving it because.
No.
That's
it's not much of
that's
a difference.
3 days, 4 days.
Because they kind of made a deal about it when they. Right. Change the dates
that's,
on it.
For
four, that's not
it's Major League Baseball for you.
4 days? That doesn't seem like a...
It's a series.
Nothing dumb.
I mean, it is
we
a
had
series,
no,
but
we had no
not,
reason to care, though.
Yeah, well, that's true.
I mean, that's a series, but it's...
Nobody wanted anyone on the Royals, and we sure weren't going to be trading for anyone. Of course, Piccolo could fucking retire today, and the Chapman for Reagan's deal would go down as one of the top 10 trades in Royals fucking history.
Oh, God, yeah.
It would.
Thanks, Dayton.
Yeah.
Or Young, I'm not sure who.
Sure. Yeah, whichever. Young, technically, he gets the full credit for it.
Probably.
All right, so we'll get into the next part of our podcast. Any updates on stadiums? Your stadiums.
There's always
your
something.
Your list.
Plans sound like they're still moving forward in Tampa.
You don't sound very sure of yourself.
They don't either.
Why would they?
So in 2019, the trade deadline was July 31st.
Hmm.
So did they even change it? It doesn't sound like they even... Sounds like they moved the days around.
Maybe they changed it back.
Maybe that's what they did. They pushed it back and now they moved it.
Yeah, back to closer to the July, same July. Date time frame. I don't know.
Makes no sense. Yeah, right, sorry, go ahead. I just saw that July 31st and I was like, what? Now we're back to where we were. Just the end of July.
Yeah.
Okay.
I personally have not really heard much. What about you?
Well, the A's.
Yeah.
You know, they make great choices.
They
great,
do.
Great decisions.
They're one of the better franchises out there.
Well run.
Well run.
Beacon of success.
Did you know, I did not realize this,
mm.
that they technically own half of the Coliseum in Oakland?
I don't know if I'd brag about that.
Yeah, I'm not sure I would either, but go ahead.
It's not full ownership, and it's less than half.
How do you own part of a stadium?
I don't.
Like, which part do you own?
That is a great...
I mean, do you own the field?
Behind home plate back? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, is it split from, like, if you like up home plate, like right field, left?
From home to first.
It's too technical for you. It's 50 degrees south and 50 degrees north.
You lost me.
Yeah.
Oh, I totally understood what you said. Go ahead.
So, I guess, I don't know how this works.
Do you own the part that the plumbing is shit in or the part that the plumbing's okay in?
Well, that's what the city owns, the plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
they got the shit into the deal.
Yeah, they did. So I guess what they're trying to do is part of their move out, so that's what they did was they owned part of it, but then they wanted out of the deal, right, with the Coliseum.
Yep.
So they paid the rest of the rent and tried to pay their way out of the deal, right?
Okay.
So buyout.
Which would give the city full ownership then?
Technically, yeah. On paper.
Yeah.
So, but then they're selling their part of their share to another group to take over, kind of.
Okay. Who are these dumb fucks?
Well, it's the new team that's moving in, kind of. It's just another...
The Royals?
No. No, remember that minor league team that's supposed to move into the Coliseum?
Yeah.
I guess it's people that have interest in that.
Okay.
Whatever. But now, since this lawsuit is happening in Las Vegas, there may be a restraining order to where they can't get rid of any of their controlling interests.
Until after the lawsuit.
After the lawsuit. So they may be stuck with their controlling interest.
In limbo.
Right now, there's some guy upset about some timeshare he can't get out of.
This is what it is.
This is the A's. They have a fucking timeshare at the Oakland Coliseum. What's that attorney that advertises on 810 that'll get you out of your fucking timeshare?
Branson?
Hey, we need to sign the A's up for one of those seminars.
Yeah.
We'll get you out of your fucking timeshare in Oakland.
That's what they're going to start doing, having seminars to buy their way out of that thing.
Oh, my God.
So
we just went out of this. It was high pressure. I didn't know what I was getting into.
So
city's like, fuck you, pay me.
Yeah. Well they did pay them, but
I'm glad you brought that up, because that probably does maybe explain a smidge of why ownership can't sell.
I think this is exactly why they can't sell.
You're going to buy into the Coliseum.
Yeah. You essentially own something
that you don't own. Or want.
Or you don't own enough of it you can't sell.
Yeah, you can't. Well, and the thing is they sold it off, but now part of the deal was contingent upon this other group coming in and buying up the rest of it. Well, now that they can't because you got a lawsuit.
Yeah, and that's another reason why you can't sell. You can't.
Yeah, pending litigation.
Pending litigation's not going to...
Yeah, you can't sell then either. So you have all these things in motion that you can't do anything with. God. They're going to be playing in Sacramento.
For a long time.
For a lot longer than a couple years.
That idea of them not playing at all and just going into hiatus looks more and more like a real...
They're going to be the traveling A's.
If MLB was smart, they would just fucking go with it and make them the traveling A's.
Call them the Volkswagen A's. See Volkswagen.
Play a weekend and go to all the cities that don't have major league teams. Yeah. Going to be in Oklahoma City this weekend.
Yeah.
Going to be in Omaha next weekend.
Yeah.
Salt Lake.
Be in Salt Lake one weekend. Going to Boise.
Nashville.
Yep. Just do it regionally. Just like
San Antonio.
Call them the Locusts. We've got the Cicadas shit going on. Yeah, we'll just rename them the Cicadas. Put like the A's logo on the end of Cicadas.
Yeah.
And then just fucking... You're laughing because it makes fucking sense.
I do, yeah.
Because they're going to go into hibernation.
Yeah, when it's over, the season, you're probably not going to see them next year.
And the bitch of it is they're like in second or third place.
Yeah. Makes all the sense in the world they would actually be playing competitive baseball.
Well, at least they're doing it this year where they still have a stadium that...
Sort of. Is kind of home.
Confirms.
It's a halfway house.
Has an occupancy of more than 10,000.
Yeah.
Even though it only has a rotating fan base of 500 people there.
There was a guy I follow on YouTube. He was doing the breakdown of teams that are losing fans this year as opposed to last year at this time. And the A's are number one at like 37% down from last year. And they were down like, they only had like 6,000 or 7,000 people last year coming in. And they're number one with 37% down attendance.
It's only gotten worse.
I didn't know that was possible.
It could get worse. Yeah.
It can get worse.
And you're competitive-ish.
Which is pretty impressive-ish for them with everything they're dealing with.
I thought it was funny, this article. Is. I couldn't read all of it, but a lot of it didn't make a lot of sense either, and some of it kind of seemed like, okay, this is all kind of... like hypothetical in a sense, because the lawsuit is not. I mean, it's
well,
a
I think,
lawsuit.
I think as long as
nobody
that,
knows what the consequences.
I think
are
as long as that lawsuit is pending, everything's hypothetical.
Yeah,
because you just don't know. I mean, it's fun to laugh about.
Yeah,
but that's really all you can do is make jokes about.
Well, my theory or problem is, who's got the backup plan on this? I mean, somebody somewhere should have a back... Okay.
Should.
This Vegas thing...
Seems to be.
It's 50-50. I don't know how this is going to turn out. If it doesn't turn out the way we want it to, what's the next stage? What's the next plan? I don't think there is one.
They're going to be the Wichita A's.
Sacramento
A's. I like his idea. Cicadas.
The Cicadas. Oh my God. You're such an idiot. And it's not that far-fetched.
I mean, can you imagine moving west to east? They play a series in Kansas City, a series in Columbia, and then a series in St. Louis.
Wichita.
Oh yeah, start at Wichita, then come here. Quick dip up to Ames.
They're playing that cornfield up there.
Yeah, play a field of dreams.
Playing the field of dreams all year.
Yeah.
Probably bad.
If it rains, nobody can show up. So it's just because it's dirt.
Yeah, that's a mess. And every stadium so far really just sounds like a complete fucking mess.
Except Jacksonville, they got theirs figured out.
Did they?
Supposedly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but that's football. They do better than we do. Baseball.
I don't know. I was a little shocked at it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Football does better than baseball?
think everything's managed better than baseball.
Managed better, but is it flowing correctly?
I'm with Scott on this one.
Yeah.
It's just as bad.
Yeah. I mean, like, the Chicago thing is...
It's a disaster.
I've heard they're already deciding to change the location on that. Because there's some trouble brewing there.
Well,
they just sent out the rendering like 2 weeks ago.
I think... gotta love Kansas City. I think Kansas City got a lot of people thinking because when the voters said...
Not thinking. Scared.
Scared. When the voters said no, and everyone was like, man, the Chiefs can't get a fucking stadium. Ain't nobody was surprised the Royals didn't get a stadium deal. But when the Chiefs couldn't get a stadium, because we...
Yep, scared.
It's like, oh, shit.
We made a lot of teams quiver.
A little nervous.
Yep. And the way things are moving along right now, let's say everybody gets what they want. So 20 years from now, are we back to square one again? Because the way things are going the way they are right now, it seems like everybody wants something new in 20 years. Maybe 25. How long are fans going to put up with this shit?
Not very long.
Not very long if this vote for two 40-year-old stadiums is any indication.
And I was, Roger and I were speaking about this when the two of you were gone. What was that, 2-3 weeks ago, whatever it was. And I asked the question. Let's pretend for a moment that Walmart wants to put in a brand new state-of-the-art shop, building, whatever. It's going to be like the one-off. This is going to be a one-of-a-kind place to see if it works, and then they're going to do some more, you know, other places. But it's going to happen here in Kansas City. They get land approval, which is part of every deal. Who's going to pay for the building?
Walmart.
So, how come baseball, football, basketball, hockey doesn't do the same thing?
Good question.
It's their fucking business. And it's, this is a corporation.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL is a corporation. Baseball is a corporation. Whatever. Everybody is a corporation. I mean, because there's dress codes.
Antitrust laws.
Antitrust laws. This is a corporation. So fucking take $2 billion out of your $20 billion profit and build a new fucking stadium.
Years ago, the Walmart in Blue Springs was at 40-7.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to move.
Mm-hmm.
The city said, "We will let you out of the out of your permit to live there or your
land
occupancy
lease or whatever."
The only requirement we have is that if you're leaving early, you have to find a new tenant for the space because we don't want that vacant. Because the other side of 40 was already empty from when Kmart went out of business. So Walmart did the legwork, and the businesses that are there in the old Walmart building moved in, and then they bought the land and built their own store at Adams Dairy where it's at now. The only involvement the city had was we're not going to give you the permit to build on the new site till you find someone to be at your old one, because that's kind of the biggest intersection in Blue Springs, and we don't want it blighted. It already had blight in it because the Kmart was done and the other across the street was bad. So it wasn't even an occupancy thing. It was just they would not give them the permit for the new site until they found tenants because they were concerned about that. But then once they did, Walmart built their own damn store.
Yeah.
The control the city had was, we're not going to give you the permits to build. But that was done seamlessly. Like, it was not a big deal. And then Walmart built the store.
Raytown, where we're at right now, had a similar situation. It was where in a different location, the original Walmart, and they moved to out just a little, barely on the outskirts little further, of town.
Wanted more room, build a bigger store.
Yeah, and the biggest issue there was there was some tax benefit that Walmart got for doing what they did. And that brought up that ruffled some feathers around here and stuff, but it didn't cost the taxpayer, you know, to build that building out there. So that, you know, the NFL for sure can afford to probably spring for a couple new stadiums a year. Baseball, as much as we make fun of how off kilter they are,
they still make money.
They still make enough. They could build a couple stadiums a year, and we know the NBA could. NHL might be the weirdest one because there's, you know, about half the teams are in Canada, and they could probably figure it out.
You're also not talking about the same size buildings.
Sure.
Hockey and basketball, you're not talking about,
but it's just
gigantic.
The legality of Canada and the United States. Yeah. That's all. Why don't we do that?
Well, we'll see, because that may be
because
where
this
is going.
There's a good, at least with the NFL and the and MLB, there's a good 15, 16, 17 stadiums that are wanting to renovate or get brand new within the next couple years. If all of them fail?
That's Jacksonville. It's a renovation.
Yes.
And it's a 50-50 split of cost.
Yes.
So, it hasn't been finalized. It has to be voted on next month by the city council.
Gotcha.
So, we'll see if it passes.
St. Louis and Baltimore right now are wanting about somewhere around $600 million for updates.
Yeah, because Jacksonville's is like a complete renovation. Like,
yeah, I've seen the renderings of it, and it looks like a brand new stadium.
Yeah,
I mean, for all intents and purposes.
Well, and they're talking about
There's a foundation that's still going to be there, and that's about it.
Yeah, because they're talking about adding more restrooms and elevators and escalators, like things that fans would use. Actually,
I've not been to Baltimore, but I've been to Busch. Fucking stadium doesn't need anything.
According to you.
I know, but I mean, I hate to admit it, but it's a nice ballpark.
Oh yeah, it's one of the better ones.
And
it's
got a nice, it's downtown. People do shit down there.
$600 million, you make it better.
Yeah, you spend it then, Mr. Busch.
That seems like a lot of money for
improvements.
Yeah, especially because I'm looking at the
renderings, just improvements.
Because I'm looking at the Jacksonville one now. Granted, it's $1.4 billion total,
mm-hmm.
but they only want $600 million from the city,
mm-hmm.
and then he's going to pay the rest
okay.
in the overruns,
mm-hmm.
which could probably be a lot by the time it gets done, because it's going to take 4 years. That's a new stadium. That's not a renovation.
Like I said, I've seen the renderings, and don't know why they're just not going to go ahead and do a new stadium. Because
according to the article,
as different as it is going to be.
According to the article I just read, it's going to be cheaper by like $1 billion.
Gotcha.
Because there's nothing wrong with the stadium as far as the foundation. So he's like, well, shit, we'll just do this thing. Which actually makes a lot of sense. If you can save $1 billion, I mean.
Sure.
Save $1 billion.
Yeah. Because they were already wanting about $1.5 billion anyway, so I thought at that point, for the love of God, you just about got a new stadium.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if you're still going to save $1 billion, it'd be worth it.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, yeah, we'll see, though, because it still has to be voted on.
Only for them to move to London in a couple years.
It did come with a 30-year lease.
Gotcha.
Smart by the city if you're going to invest that kind of money.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can't just up and move to London in 10 years or whatever. You know. Whatever. You got to be here for 30. So. But you're right about the London thing. And I think that's why all these cities are, you know, they may start getting kind of sick of, look, you signed up for 30, not 20, not 18, not 22, 30.
But, I mean, how many stadiums are we looking at now that are wanting renovation or new stadium that are 20, 25 years old?
A lot.
So we got to keep doing this shit? At what point are people just going to say, fuck you?
I think
we're at the crossroads now of it.
Yeah, we're there, I think.
I've made two jokes. I've made the jokes that they're all going to make these fucking stadiums the same so they can just go from city to city and swap out fucking logos. But then I also think you're going to reach the point that, all right, fucking go somewhere then. Because you're going to run out of places that can support them.
And we'll just get another team.
Well, I know it's
dumb.
No, it wasn't dumb. It was just I don't want you to be right. But it's like, okay, KC Chiefs, they're moving on because they can't get a new stadium. But Chicago said they'll get them a new stadium. Whatever. Well, okay, fuck you then. Goodbye, Kansas City Chiefs, and hello, Chicago Bears.
Hello, Kansas City Bears.
Yeah, I mean, is that what we'll do? Is just, we'll build a stadium for you guys. We're just not going to do it for them because they're jerks.
We're going to build a new stadium with interchangeable signs where we can swap out teams because
you're going to come along. Or find out, it's like, well, we'd rather have Buffalo move here because
they're better than you.
Well, no, their colors kind of match the scheme of the colors that we have in the current stadium, that proposal. So maybe that could work. Chicago, we don't really have orange and black or dark blue. It's going to be more red.
You're going to have to change your color scheme if you come here. We bought a lot of red paint before the Chiefs moved.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that orange that the Bears use, it's going to have to go red now.
It's going to be red. They're going to be the Red Bears.
We have all this red paint we need to use up.
That bill is going to be Red Buffalo now.
Yeah, it's just getting... It's going to get to the point where it's not going to be... You've said this for years, Matt, and you're starting to get closer and closer to the point where I'm starting to believe you might be right. We're having a team downtown, you said, does not help
it doesn't. The
city in terms of from an economic standpoint.
Study after study, I'll tell you that.
I still will argue with you right now, but we might be getting closer and closer to the point where it's like, it's just not going to be economically feasible to have a team anywhere.
Because they want so much.
Because they just keep wanting and wanting and wanting.
Well.
Because you're going to be spending so much money on infrastructure.
It's funny you say that. Because one of the arguments that I don't think that the Royals handled well when it comes to what the debacle that happened was, you know, Crossroads is fine. Crossroads became Crossroads with no fucking help from the Royals. All those shops and businesses that have become the Crossroads District, they did that themselves.
Mm.
What? Who did what?
T-Mobile.
Okay. But those businesses, they...
But that's not a team.
That's not... They built a building,
but
not a team.
They built a stadium, arena down there that started getting...
But that makes all the difference in the world. It was an arena. It was not a team. It was an arena built for the city. They never made any effort. Other than when Pittsburgh played Kansas City to keep to get their new arena. They've never made any effort to put a team in that building.
I just went to T-Mobile. That place is still super nice.
And they make 10 times more money not having a team.
I think it's really
than nice. Having one. And that goes back to the whole argument because they don't. It does. It makes way more money than having a team because it's never blacked out.
I have heard from people that do work there. They said that they would like to have a team there.
They would like to have a team there, but it makes more money. It's the pride thing. How much is the pride worth having the team? That's all that shit is. Pride don't pay the bills. But if Garth Brooks wants to do 3 concerts in 3 days, he can pick any 3 days whenever. He can't do it in January because if there's a basketball team in there, they probably have
games.
You can't do it in February if there's a hockey team because the hockey team probably has games.
Well, and the problem, though, with arenas is that what you're pointing out, that's why they pass so easily, though, is because it can be used.
It can be used. You're talking about a baseball stadium that's only good for baseball. What do we use Kauffman for? 3 concerts a year?
Today, nothing.
I didn't hear any of that when they were trying to pitch it.
No, they were pitching for other venue stuff.
3 concerts a year?
They would probably do more than that.
Okay.
It's also summer.
I'm just saying because like arena, you can have the NCAA tournaments. They had the NCAA wrestling.
Bull riding.
You can have all kinds of events.
Mm-hmm. And my point about Crossroads is they're not putting a stadium. This is where I didn't like the location. You're tearing out businesses that are actually doing well to put in an arena. It's an easier sell if you're sticking it somewhere where there ain't shit.
Yes. I agree with that.
But
I will say that there was not a goddamn thing to do down there before the arena went up.
And I'm not disputing that, but the city owns...
And the Crossroads did not grow just magically.
No, but...
There was a reason for that.
But it was the city, not a owner of a sports franchise. My argument would not work if the Bucks were downtown and that arena was built for them.
But if the Bucks were there, theoretically, the Crossroads would have still grown.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Maybe, yeah.
Whether that arena was a vacant or completely full of shit.
But I think it
was still grown because people go down there now.
But at the same time, it still takes more than that because I know it's not the same, but like Independence Event Center, like that area is struggling to have stuff. I mean, you got 3 or 4 restaurants that have closed now and stuff in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And that event center is not, and it brings in a ton of people all the time, you know, for all kinds of things. So, I mean, just putting an arena somewhere doesn't mean it's automatically going to prop up a business.
One of the many things that they did wrong with the Royals was deciding where they were going to stick it. Because they should
have. At the last fucking minute.
They should have stuck it on the other.
That pissed people off.
They should have stuck it because the 3 of us are all here. And
not only that, you have a lot of people that have pride in the Crossroads and stuff of what it has become.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think the city's willing to. I don't think people are willing to part with that.
And the 3 of us
now, whether those the Royals' choice or the city's choice, that's still
no matter where they move, something is going to get displaced. So I'm sensitive to that. But the 3 of us at this table all know there is a big difference between Crossroads south of I-70 near the downtown loop and north of I-70 where they had talked about sticking it in whatever they call East Village.
Yeah. Which would have displaced the jail and a state building
and if they go across, it's
in low income housing.
It's if they go across, it's
where?
There's supposedly some
north because you're still on this because the jail is on where the I-70 loops back to the north. You're still on the west side of that. I'm talking east of it. It's basically that gigantic lot that, like, the taxi shit is. There's a bunch of dilapidated... I know people live in it, and I'm sensitive to that, but it's not the same... It's not the same as you taking an area that has businesses in it and leveling it to put your stadium, as opposed, if you put it across the street, you're kind of connecting. On the other side of 70, yeah. You're connecting to it.
Yeah.
You're not up against power and light, but you're six blocks.
Well, I said it before. There was only one reason why I liked the Crossroads location. It was because it was going to get rid of that fucking... Kansas City Star building. I personally.
But you have this irrational hatred for.
I do. What? Well, it's just. I don't. I do. You're right. It is irrational at this point.
It really is.
But goddamn, I just fucking despise
it. Are you one of the ones that drives past it and just throws rocks at it? Are you the reason why? I mean, you don't have to admit it on the air.
I don't have to because it's already done, usually, by the time I get there. I'm going to throw a rock at this thing. Oh, it's already been done.
Oh, look there. There's a board up. Okay.
Oh, shit.
I'm going home.
I'll get you tomorrow.
Next week when they pick glass back up, yeah. I'll be back.
You fix that glass, I'll be back, motherfucker. So
that's it.
You know, and it's an interesting discussion, and it's funny Kansas City be the forefront because I think that vote does have a lot of people
shitting their pants. Concerned.
Well, and I think some of it, though, with the Crossroads, you have a lot of new businesses that just opened up that people like. Like the Truman, that's a new...
Concert venue.
Concert venue that people kind of like that has started making...
A few more breweries popped up.
Yeah, they have started making traction in the city, and it's like, we're going to tear all this down after we just got all this going? Like, that's not... Let's go for the dilapidated, vacant buildings. Like, yeah, we may displace, but... we haven't worked as hard over there as we have over here.
Yeah.
Of getting this to where it is, you know?
Yeah, well, time and time and time again. It's 100% across the board. If I'm just going to make a number up. Let's say there's 15 NFL and MLB teams that want a new stadium or renovation. The first thing that gets brought up is what happened here. And then the whole country is kind of shitting their pants over what happened here. And I don't know if anybody has done a deep enough dive over what happened here to go, oh, we don't have to worry about it here because those guys were clowning.
Yeah.
They screwed that whole entire thing up. Our plan is solid.
And then when the voters turn your solid plan down...
Then you need to shit.
You better shit. You're going to... Yeah.
But everybody is looking at it going, the Kansas City Chiefs just won 2 Super Bowls and they got turned down. What the fuck's going to happen here? Not what was the plan like. It's just that basic...
Just headline.
Yeah. It would make you shit your pants a little bit. Especially if you're the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, because you're trash.
When was the last time they even made the playoffs, much less won a Super Bowl?
Rex Grossman.
Right, but I'm just... So when you got that kind of dilemma that you think you're facing... Yeah, the whole country is shitting our pants over just what happened here. And Buffalo is about half pissed and half... Whew,
yeah, because half of them are like, you mean we could have said no?
Yeah, well, no.
No.
No, they couldn't have said no because there was no vote.
I know, that's what I'm saying. They were like, why didn't we vote for this? Because I would have said no.
Yes.
They did in Kansas City.
Right. Yep. And to top that off, it's like, how much money do we have to pay for a fucking ticket now? But at least we still got a team. If this vote would have gone through first and then Buffalo... I don't know what Buffalo's got. Probably getting a new stadium. Because, like I said, they didn't have to vote. But it's just, it's entertaining to me personally to watch these other cities, or not, but the teams, I guess, kind of shitting their pants. I'm going, what do we do? We'd like a $2 billion stadium, please.
And I think Kansas City will fix it and show them how to do it, because I think it was, they got their ass whooped. They'll come back
again. That was the other part of it, too, is it didn't lose 51% to 49.
People who like the Chiefs and Royals voted against it.
And that's the only way it got.
But I think they will get it fixed, but I think the Royals and the Chiefs are going to be carrying a lot more of the bill when it comes back.
Well, and we're the poster child for the country.
Yep. And I think when that happens, I think that's when, if there are cities that are still waiting, they're going to be like, okay, well, that's what, because I think they'll fix it. I do. I don't think either one of those teams are going anywhere. But I think that the location was an issue. I think the funding was an issue. They're smart. As dumb as they were, they're smart. You can't do what they do for a living and be completely stupid all the time.
No, I really wanted Oak Street to go through the outfield.
Yeah.
Which they didn't fix till the day of the vote. That was fixed the day of the vote.
The day of the vote? You mean at 10 o'clock?
Yeah, while the voting was underway for like 4 hours. So
it would have been maybe one thing.
I definitely would have put a twist to a baseball game.
It would have been more interesting when you were offering up your lot here and you were going to have your... Hey, the Astros
stop
had that
light at first base.
The Astros had that mound out there for a little while. Why not just have crossing guard out there?
It looks like a train stop with the arms and everything.
Ding 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 ding. Yeah.
But I think it's good for rich people to have to.
In between innings, you let traffic go on through.
Yeah. All right, we're getting ready to let you guys through. There's two outs in the seventh. Get ready.
The seventh inning stretch is a stretch, isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah. I think we should have done it.
Why
sounds,
not?
Sounds
why
funny not? Now.
Yeah.
Well, it's no dumber than some of the other shit that's been brought up in other
cities. Yeah.
Cities and plans.
Oh, the Browns player
is
hilarious.
Oh, my God, man.
That thing is never going to pass. You guys are going to buy us a stadium. Who? Us. When? Now? Probably not.
Well, we'll move to another town. Good luck.
Bye.
I hope you do.
You've moved before.
Yeah.
Didn't their mayor say, I hope you do? Or was it the city councilman? Somebody up high kind of was like, I hope they do.
Well, but that's what happens, though, because... Look,
when your own city council doesn't care for you is...
And the timing of this is fucking... Because the economy's in the fucking shit.
Yeah, it's not good.
And so it's not like you got a bunch of happy people, you know, in cities that are just, woohoo, we're giddy. I mean, you look like one of the things that we
were paying more in taxes.
We were talking about off the air before we turned it on. The fucking property tax debacle got brought up all the time. And it's related, but not really. But it's like, but this is the...
Well, it's definitely related.
But Yes, I see what your point. But they're two separate crises.
Yes.
The stadium crisis and the property tax crisis are two separate crises. But it's still a crisis of cash. And it's like, like you want me to pay you an extra $40 when you increased my fucking property tax by 130%? Shit pisses people off.
Yeah. How about I punch you in the face and then ask you for money?
Yeah. So, you know, and so it's like bad timing.
Well, that's what the Browns did. They just was like, we're going to move then. And the city pretty much looked at him like, I hope you find someone else. We want out of this.
Yeah.
We don't like you.
I mean, it's like that scene from Taken.
Yeah. that.
Yeah.
I have very specific skills.
Set of skills.
Good luck.
Yeah, so, I don't know. It'll be interesting. It'll be fun. All right, tune in next time.
Later.